Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 2 for Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Phil Front-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Tuesday, trading right above its nearby contract lows. Canola was down $6 to $8, the November contract down $7 at $447 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans, which were down yesterday when Canadian markets were closed and still pointed lower today, put spillover pressure on canola. That weakness in the U.S. was tied to improving crop conditions and relatively favorable weather forecasts across the Midwest. Fund activity contributed to the declines in canola, with fund traders adding to their large net short position. A lack of significant end-user demand on the other side was also bearish, as crush margins deteriorated in early activity, and buyers anticipate a large new crop will soon be available. Canadian crop conditions look good overall, although hail and heavy rains over the weekend in some areas were seen as potentially supportive for prices. Declining rapeseed production estimates out of Europe were also somewhat supportive, with strategy grains picking the EU crop at 20.7 million tons. That's down by over 500,000 tons from an earlier estimate. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 1 to 11 cents, the November contract down 8 at $9.53 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 72% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's up 1 percentage point from last week. Weather forecasts across the Midwest look warm over the next 2 weeks, but with adequate moisture. That should keep the beans showing good development. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections came in at 670,000 tons. That was in line with trade guesses. For corn, prices ended mixed, up 3 cents to down a penny. The September contract down 1 at $3.24 per bushel. Corn hit fresh contract lows in overnight activity, but was starting to look oversold from a chart standpoint. The U.S. corn crop was rated 76% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's unchanged from the previous week. Export inspections at 1.1 million tons were solid, but still at the low end of trade guesses. For wheat, prices were up a penny to down 5 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.01 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is now 89% complete, down slightly from last year but ahead of average. The U.S. spring wheat crop is also starting to come off, with 10% of the harvest finished as of this past Sunday. Condition ratings for spring wheat held steady at 68%, good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.